Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to another episode of ADHD Focus. We're diving into something that might seem obvious, but trust me, it's a game changer. Sleep. Now, I know what you're thinking, Asher, sleep. Isn't that for normal people? Well, let me tell you, as someone who used to think caffeine was a food group, sleep is just as essential for us ADHD folks. It's not about simply catching some Z's. It's about rewiring your brain for focus, calm, and productivity. Think about it. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, constantly battling distraction? Or maybe you hit a wall mid-afternoon and suddenly your to-do list feels longer than the Amazon rainforest? Sleep deprivation can make those symptoms skyrocket, making everyday life feel like navigating a minefield blindfolded. But here's the good news. Getting enough shut-eye can be your secret weapon, transforming you from frazzled to focused. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you unlock the power of sleep for your ADHD brain. First off, understand this. Sleep isn't a luxury, it's non-negotiable. It's like fuel for your engine. You wouldn't expect your car to run on empty, right? Well, your brain works the same way. When you're sleep deprived, your executive function, that's the part of your brain responsible for planning, organizing, and focusing, takes a serious hit. It's like trying to build a Lego masterpiece while juggling chainsaws, chaotic and bound to end in disaster. Number 2. Quality over quantity. Just because you're hitting 8 hours doesn't mean you're getting good sleep. Deep, restorative sleep is crucial. Think of it as a brain reboot, where your mind defragments all the information overload from the day and consolidates memories. Thirdly, consistency is key. Your body craves routine, especially when it comes to sleep. Aim for the same bedtime and wake-up time every day, even on weekends. It helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle, something that often gets thrown off with ADHD, leading to more restful nights. Fourth, ditch the screen time before bed. That blue light from your phone and laptop is like a signal to your brain saying, "Party time." It messes with melatonin production, which is your body's natural sleep hormone. Instead, try reading a book, taking a warm bath, or listening to calming music. And finally, number 5. Create a sleep sanctuary. Make your bedroom a haven for relaxation. Think cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains, a white noise machine, anything that helps you block out distractions. Your bedroom should be your ultimate chill zone, a place where sleep comes naturally. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember when I said caffeine was practically my lifeblood? Well, one time, I had a project deadline looming and pulled an all-nighter fueled by coffee and sheer willpower. I thought I was being productive, but by midday, I was a walking zombie. My focus was shot, I couldn't string 2 coherent sentences together, and even simple tasks felt monumental. Lesson learned: sleep deprivation is not the path to productivity, it's a straight ticket to brain fog hell. So remember, prioritize your sleep. It's not just about resting your body. It's about giving your ADHD brain the best chance to thrive. Aim for those 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep every night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and watch as your focus, energy, and overall well-being skyrocket. Alright folks, that's it for today's episode of ADHD Focus. Remember, you've got this. Take action on these tips, share them with someone who might benefit, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, calm, and rock your day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.